Welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're here with Matt Tamaris from the Department of Emergency Management for the town of North Hempstead, and Sari Flesch, who is my co-host today. And Sari, ask your question again, because it's an important one that I want Matt to answer.
How would a senior who lives alone, has a newspaper sitting outside, and she hasn't picked it up, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, people walk by, they don't really care. Because there are new people living on the street, they really don't pay attention to the older person who resides there. What kind of personnel do you have that would make contact with this person to see if everything was all right?
Excellent. And it's funny. We, as emergency management, we don't go out and make house calls, so to speak. We can have community services. We can have public safety if community services calls us. But the town of North Hempstead has tremendous resources. And Project Independence has a program called the Circle of Support. And the Circle of Support is a program they have. And it's based on concentric circles. And those concentric circles encompass community, paid services, family, and groups. And so you picture yourself at the heart of the circle or the bullseye. And going outwards are, you know, people closest to you on out. And what the nice part about that program and developing that program is that it starts to build your network. So, you know, the people closest to you might be your daughter, might be one person, your son, then your neighbor that a neighbor that knows you real well. And the neighbor might not be someone that lives, you know, next door, but, you know, a couple of blocks away or whatever the case may be. But it starts to develop that circle so that you have people that, A, can support you, look out after you, and then someone else will have a circle, and obviously those two circles will intersect at one point, so people will check up on each other. So that's a program that Project Independence is working on. Also, they have a program called Vial of Life, and the Vial of Life program teaches you to keep track of all of your medications, everything else, all your personal information that's going to help you in an emergency situation, so that if community services gets a call, if the ambulance gets a call, if the police, if public safety, which is emergency management falls under public safety, if public safety or emergency management gets a call, they'll be able to go in there and they have all the pertinent information, because most likely if you were on the ground or whatever the case may be since 6 in the morning and you didn't get your paper, you probably can't answer all of the important questions, like what medications are you on, what happened,
right,
do you have. So this way, they've created the Vial of Life, which will capture all of that information so the EMT or whoever's responding has it all there and it could travel with the person and they know what's going on. All of that is great because that ties into my build a plan and being prepared. Mm-hmm. So that should be part of your plan, part of your kit. So that if you leave or you go into a shelter and something happens in the shelter, we know what medications you're taking. We know, I was at a group yesterday and I said, I've encountered people and I ask, what medications are you taking? And they go, the green pill. And, the green pill doesn't say how large that green pill is. It doesn't say what that green pill is. And we don't know. So the Vial of Life keeps track of the doctor. So you put the doctor down, emergency contacts, medications you're taking, the dosage, what it's for.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's great. You may be taking a medication that could cover 4 or 5 different things. But it's very important to know if it's a heart issue or if it's a circulation issue or if it's a clotting issue or whatever the case may be. So
it's planning. And, unfortunately, people don't take the time. And it really is not a big piece of your life, never mind a day, to sit down with what Matt's saying and just the Vial of Life and even a supply kit just to get a few things organized. You spend one Saturday and you're basically taken care of for the entire season, the winter season, just in case something goes wrong.
So then you should contact who to give that information to?
The Vial of Life you're going to keep, they tell you to keep it on your
refrigerator.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct. But what you're going to do, and they have kits and forms. When you say it doesn't take much time, you're right, because they'll give you the forms to fill out everything, and it walks you through the process.
Really? Okay.
So it's very simple.
This would be by calling 311.
You call 311, and you mention that, and they'll put you in touch with someone at Project Independence. The circle of support, you actually meet with a social worker, and they, you know, they sort of, as you were discussing the job interviews, sort of interview your life. Who are your friends? Who you do? What are your social activities? Where do you go? You know, because if I'm involved in a bingo group, you know, well, weekly I go to my bingo group.
Right. Okay.
So you put that in the circle of support, because if you don't show up to bingo, maybe there's
tremendous.
A reason. You know, right. What's going on? She wasn't at bingo today. She's usually at bingo. She's usually in front. She's usually the first one getting her board. Where is she?
Right.
What's going on? So if you create that circle of support, there's a lot of different avenues that are looking out for you that you don't realize are looking out for you. So, and that's all part of preparing, and it doesn't take much time. You're
that's
correct.
Tremendous. That really, Christina will talk about it later. This is our golden nugget for the day. No, I didn't even know it existed. I mean, I knew there was some sort of a phone tag type of thing, to be, you know, not making light of it. This is huge.
Right. And we do have the technology. Once they sign up for our notification system, the next thing, and the technology exists, I just have to figure out how to format it properly.
Okay.
And how to actually collect the list to do it. But we can also set up a system where it dials out and says, hey, you know, if you're fine, press 1. If you need assistance, press 2. Now, obviously, if they don't pick up at all or something.
Right, that's fine.
We won't know that. And that's why you have more than one plan, and that ties into the other stuff we discussed that, nobody, you know, responded at all. Maybe we should look at the other avenues of contacting.
Right.
But
that's like an alarm system on a house.
Correct.
Like they'll call my wife and myself first. But if they get no answer, then you call my mother, actually. And then she'll wind up calling me saying the alarm company called. Mm-hmm. You need a backup.
And we're going to develop more and more. This is an ongoing process. And even though I discussed the four pillars, the planning process goes on and on and on. And just like your personal plan, that should go on and on too, because when we discussed one of the things is medications, what if your medications change? What if your situation changes?
Right.
What if you used to have 4 pets, now you have 3? Because you also should do a plan for your pets. And you're going to look at me, John, probably like, you know, why are we discussing pets?
I'm not Dan is. I didn't even look. No.
Yeah, why are we doing a plan for pets? But the truth of the matter is a lot of residents are reluctant to put their emergency plan in operation because they're concerned about their pets.
That's amazing.
I don't want to go to a shelter because where are my pets? I don't want to leave the house because of my pets. And so if you have a plan for your pets, that allows you to incorporate and mobilize on your personal plan.
And actually, taking it one step further, if you do really care about your pet, you want to be involved in this because, God forbid, something did happen to you, you could be in the house for 2 days. Nobody would know. Your pets aren't benefiting by that either. You know, it's a whole process. You got to take care of everybody you care, everything living that you care about.
It's true. And the pets, it's funny. The pets are tougher than you think. And everyone's very, very concerned about them. And you should have a plan for them. You know, clearly your plan should always come first.
Right.
And a lot of people forget to put themselves first. And I get it because some pets are the companion, best friend.
Oh, sure.
And everything
later
else.
On in life, that's, you know, it's a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a companion, not even a child. Call it whatever you want, but it's a very important part of a life, having a pet.
It is.
Just, we only have a second. The disaster supply kit, that's on the website?
That's on the website, too, under emergency management. Going forward, because I'm currently in the process of modifying the content on the website.
Okay.
So going forward, I will have stuff specific to seniors on the website. So I'll have, you know, which we'll talk about some of the stuff we discussed today, having your circle of support and everything else. So my emergency supply kit for young families might be slightly different than seniors.
Okay, perfect.
But it will be geared towards the audience.
Right. And anybody listening, obviously we mention it all the time, 311.
Correct.
You have a question about anything that Matt was talking about today, and we're going to have Matt back again because this was really enlightening. But what the town of North Hempstead through Project Independence and Dosa is doing for seniors is tremendous. And it is the way to keep people living in their homes because, good.
It is. And 311 is a tremendous asset. They're up and running. Anytime we have an event, they're up and running 24 hours a day. They'll have information. You know, once I get information on shelters or warming centers and we make a call, it goes right away to 311. We'll send out a notification, but 311 will also have that. And it's a tremendous asset to have 311. They could point you in the right direction and get the right people almost immediately.
So, well, they got you involved, which I think is a tremendous opportunity for the town, and I thank you very much. We've been here talking with Matt Tamaris, who is the Deputy Director of the Emergency Management for the town of North Hempstead, who gave a fabulous presentation, and we look forward to having Matt back again. You've been listening to Project Independence on You, 88.1 FM, WCWP. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful weekend.